Today's story took place last autumn. Arthur Gideon, playboy, world traveler, and multimillionaire. He'd been asked to write his memoirs. He'd invited most of the people whose names would appear in the book up to his estate on the Hudson for a weekend party.
Well, hey, come in, come in. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's
fine, Arthur.
Just dandy.
Good, good. I like to feel that my guests are enjoying themselves.
I'll bet.
That makes it easier for you, doesn't it, Arthur?
Huh? What was that, Barry?
Easier for me.
Sure. Easier for you to study them, to get their reaction. That's what you invited us down here for, wasn't it?
Oh, Barry, you amaze me. Are you implying that I coerced you and the others into coming down?
Yes.
Oh, come now, Barry.
And you were very clever about it, Arthur. Very subtle. The invitations that you sent us sounded genuine.
They were genuine.
Yeah, except for one thing. It's the first time in 3 years that you've had a weekend party.
I know. I'm ashamed. I've been ill.
Yeah, it's a pity you didn't die.
Easily and comfortably in bed.
Well, that sounds suspiciously like a threat, Barry.
It's more than a threat, Arthur. It's a statement of fact. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, Barry, that's very amusing. Shall I act terrified, drop to my knees, and beg for mercy?
You think I'm kidding? Take a look at this.
A knife, and a big one, too.
You plan to slit my throat with it, or will it be a quick plunge to the heart?
You still don't get it, do you, Arthur?
Listen.
Last night, after everyone had gone to bed, I came in here to your study.
Yes, I noticed that my desk had been tampered with.
I found the chapter that you had just completed in your book of memoirs.
Oh, you did. Then you read a few facts about yourself
that you said I'd forgotten.
Didn't you, Barry?
I read some facts that I hoped you'd have the decency to forget.
Oh, Barry, my dear boy, when a man is asked to write a book of memoirs, it's because his publishers feel that he has certain things to say that will be of interest.
Arthur, you're a rat. You're an unmitigated pig. It's a wonder to me that
someone hasn't called
your bluff before now.
My bluff? I've never bluffed in my life. Everyone knows that.
Everyone's been afraid of you, Arthur.
You had money and power and influence. Your life has been sheltered and protected. You've been allowed to get away with things for which other men have gone to jail.
What sort of things, Barry?
Bullying people.
Slandering their characters.
Upsetting their lives and...
And?
And amusing yourself by breaking women's hearts.
Oh, Barry, you're priceless.
Can't you ever forget that Fran Darwin?
No.
I was in love with Fran Darwin, Arthur. Can you understand that?
Yes, I remember. It was unfortunate because dear Fran happened to be in love with me.
That's a lie. You bought her. You offered her jewels, furs, cars, servants. And she fell for that.
Ah, oh, yes. How vividly it all comes back.
Ah, youth, Barry.
Youth is a wonderful thing. Tell me, Barry. How many years was it you spent in jail?
A lifetime.
Thanks to you. Well, I suppose it did seem like a lifetime. Refresh my memory, Barry.
Why was it you sent to jail?
You should ask.
I'll tell you why, Barry. Couldn't meet competition. You didn't have the money to buy Fran's blood.
Why, you? Well, you tried to steal it and got caught.
If you'd succeeded, you'd have done exactly what I did. Offered to buy Fran for a penny. You knew she was in the open market?
Shut up, you cheap two-time old.
Now, now, now. Calm yourself, my boy.
Calm yourself.
Let's face facts. We both played the game and you lost.
Lost? Well, you framed me.
You gave me the tip on those stocks. You knew the bottom was going to drop out of the market.
Oh, come, Barry. That's the way the game's played. The cards are dealt. The chips are bet. And the loser grins and plays the next hand.
There are no hard feelings, Arthur.
You know what will happen if my present boss finds out I'm an ex-convict?
Well, I'm sorry, Barry, but it seems that my
publishers feel that I've, lived rather an interesting life.
Now, would it be fair to them if I omitted the incident of Fran Darwin and you?
It would be the only means of saving your life.
Oh, Barry, for heaven's sake, stop talking about killing me.
You're not going to kill me.
No.
Of course not. You haven't the courage.
You're quite sure of that, are you, Arthur?
Of course. Consider your chances of getting away with it.
The house is full of gas.
You're wrong, Arthur.
We're quite alone.
What did you say?
Your guests are all attending the skeet shooting matches that you arranged for them last night. Remember?
Oh, nonsense. It
isn't all done, the servants.
The servants are under orders not to disturb you during the morning hours while you're at work on your book.
Surely you remember giving such orders, Arthur?
So what of it? Someone knows you're here.
Someone is... Harry.
No, Arthur. No one knows I'm here.
I went to town to send a telegram.
Oh, I've arranged things very nicely, Arthur.
Harry.
Somebody will hear you, though.
No, Arthur.
No one will hear.
The night is silent and smooth.
And quick. No, Barry, don't. In heaven's name, I'll do anything.
I haven't the courage, eh, Arthur?
You fool.
Look at me.
Backed against the wall. Your eyes terrified.
Sweat on your face. In the name of God.
Come, Arthur. Why aren't you still scornful and contemptuous and sure of yourself?
Mary, take the knife away from my throat. Please.
That's it, Arthur. Beg for your life.
Please. That's what I want to hear.
That's what I dreamed of hearing.
I do beg you, Harry. I do. I'll do anything you ask. Anything at all, really.
How does it feel, Arthur? Tell me.
The point is pricking your skin now, isn't it? Your eyes are white with terror. You're trembling.
You're sweating from
every pore.
Harry, in the name of...
Oh, you thought
I wouldn't have the courage to see you.
Why, you...
You filthy
scum. Thought I didn't...
Arthur! Oh, boy, I thought you'd gone to town.
Where's Arthur?
What are you doing back here, June?
Not supposed to be at the skeet shoot.
Oh, what is the skeet shoot? I thought of something I wanted to tell Arthur that might help him in writing his book.
Oh. Yeah?
There's someone on the floor. Behind the desk. Harry!
Stay where you are, John.
It's Arthur. It's Harry.
Shut up, Susan. Shut up,
Harry. I'll do more than choke you if you don't shut your mouth.
Murdered Ross.
Yes, my dear. I murdered him.
I slit his throat with this knife. It was a very pleasant experience,
I assure you.
But Barry, you can't get away with this. The police.
I have no worries about the police, my dear. No worries about the police at all.
They'll find out, sir. Why? What are you going to do?
No worries at all about the police, my dear.
What a pity you chose this time to come back and visit poor Arthur.
This guy Arthur Gideon wrote your letter, did he, Bart?
That's right, Inspector. He expected to be murdered this weekend, and he thought I might like to be alone.
Very funny. Now, how about telling me what this trip is all about?
I'm quite serious, Inspector. Gideon is writing his memoirs. It's quite an eventful life, you know.
Yeah, I know. Five wives, a couple of duels in Europe.
Right.
International politics, a royal scandal or two. Oh, the guy got around all right, so... Now he's writing a book about him, eh?
That's right, Inspector. He's invited most of the people who will appear as characters up to his place on the Hudson for the weekend.
And he expects one of them to murder him.
That's it, Inspector.
Sounds like an original party, at least. Hope we aren't too late for the big event.
I don't think we will be. Turn here, Inspector. This is the place.
Okay. Say, look at that bunch of cars.
Yes, and there's a larger bunch of people. Apparently, they've just come back from someplace or are just leaving.
Now, wouldn't it be our luck if they were leaving and me just spoiling for a good red-hot murder?
Park in behind this line of cars, Inspector. We can walk the rest of the way.
Okay.
Good.
Hey, here comes someone to meet us.
Yeah. A matron-looking lady. Probably Arthur Gideon's sister.
I suppose you're a lord of Arthur's guests.
Yes, my name's Drake, Boston Drake. This is Inspector Noadette.
Hi.
Drake? Benton? Well, the names aren't familiar. Well, Arthur knew a great many peculiar people whose names he neglected to mention to me. Come along up to the house and have a drink.
Peculiar? Did you hear what that old battle axe said, boy?
I certainly did, Inspector. That confirms the stories they've heard about Arthur Gideon, doesn't it?
Confirmed. Hey, what are you looking at?
That young girl who just came out of the house. She looks scared to death.
Say she does it there. I wonder what's the matter.
Well, we'll probably know in a minute, Inspector. She's heading for Miss Gideon.
Then what in the world is the matter? Oh, Miss Gideon, it's terrible. Barry Kester's been bitten by a black widow spider.
What's that, Barry? Bitten by a spider? What's so tragic about that?
You don't understand. This was a black widow. They're poisoned.
The young lady's right, Miss Gideon. If someone's been bitten by a black widow, you'd better send for a doctor at once.
I've done that. He's on his way now. I tried to find Arthur to tell him, but he's disappeared.
Arthur disappeared? Oh, come, June, you're all excited. Calm down and explain yourself.
It's true. I went to his study. The manuscript was on his desk. Arthur was gone.
Was it Mr. Gideon have just stepped out somewhere?
And leave his manuscript for prying eyes to see? Oh, not Arthur. Oh, come, I think we'd better look into this. Well, he's certainly not here.
There's a manuscript on his desk. The last page is half completed. He must have been writing when...
When what, June?
When... Whatever happened to him, happened.
June, what in the world ails you? You're white as a ghost. You're trembling.
Oh, my trembling. It's cold in here. What is this, Gideon? An Eskimo or something?
I don't think June is trembling from the cold.
There's nothing wrong with me, really. I'm just worried about Barry. Perhaps the doctor won't get here in time. And what do you think happened to Arthur?
Hey, Bart.
Yes, Inspector.
Come over here in a minute.
Right. Found something, Inspector?
I don't know. Look down there behind the desk.
Hmm. A dust spot on the rug, eh?
Yeah.
Any idea what it is, Inspector?
Sure, I got an idea. It's blood.
Oh, no, it isn't blood. I'm sure it isn't. It couldn't be blood.
And why couldn't it be, June?
Because it couldn't. I mean, why would there be blood in Arthur's study? It's perfectly ridiculous. There's something peculiar about all this. I think I'd better call the police.
Your brother's already attended to that, Miss Gideon.
Attended to it? Arthur? Whatever do you mean?
Inspector Danton's a policeman. Your brother wrote us a note asking us to come up here for the weekend. He said he expected to be murdered.
Murdered? Oh, great heavens, by who?
I don't think that was important to him. I think, Miss Gideon, that your brother wanted to be murdered.
Wanted? Oh, Mr. Drake, if that is your name, that is the most ridiculous statement I have ever heard. If this is some sort of practical joke...
I assure you, Miss Gideon, it's no joke. Your brother's been ill for the past 3 years. Did you know that he'd been suffering from an incurable disease?
Why, no, why?
He would have been dead in a short time anyhow. By allowing himself to be murdered, a chapter would be written in his book of memoirs that would give a publication a sensational value. I think that's what Arthur Gideon wanted.
Hey, Bart, we missed the boat again. That spot on the floor isn't blood, it's water.
Water?
Yeah. Now, what do you make of that?
I don't know what you two make of it, but it confirms my belief that this is nothing but one of our...
look out, Inspector.
Good God, the babe fainted. Okay, nothing to get excited about. She'll be all right in a minute.
I can't understand it. June's such a healthy girl. What do you suppose made her faint?
The usual causes. Miss Gideon, would you mind getting a damp cloth and some smelling salts, please?
Oh, I'll bring for one of the servants.
I think it would be better if you saved time by going yourself.
Well, all right.
And tell someone to get some wood and start a fire in this fireplace. I'm frozen.
All right, Inspector. Go over and lock that door.
Lock the wife for crying out loud.
Please hurry. June is beginning to...
Okay, only I don't see
him. Are you feeling better, June?
What happened? Where am I?
Nothing. You fainted. You'll be all right in a minute. Where's who, June?
Nobody. I'm all right. Has Arthur come back yet?
Can Arthur come back, June?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
I was just wondering if it were possible for Arthur to come back. Or is he dead?
Oh, no, of course he's not dead. What makes you even think such a thing?
Well, the blood.
It wasn't blood, it was water. That other man said so.
And where did that water come from?
Where did it come from? I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Because I think you know the answer. There's no reason why there should be water on the floor. There's no water pitcher inside. Who put the water there, June?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, you do. You put the water there, June. You wiped the blood with the wet cloth, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Oh, please don't ask me any more questions.
You're frightened, June. Why? Was it you who murdered Arthur?
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't.
You admit coming here to the study and finding it deserted. Was it deserted or was...
I'll get it.
No, you mustn't. It's for me. I'm sure it's for me. Let me answer.
Just a minute, lady.
Let her answer.
Let her not look what I'm the cop here.
Hello? Hello, who is it, please?
It's Barry, June.
Barry? Where are you?
I'm upstairs in my room. The doctor just left.
The doctor?
Yes, he gave me an antidote for the spider bite. I'm going to be all right, June.
That
but fine, Larry.
Have they found Arthur yet, June?
No. The policemen are still here. They're right at my elbow, Barry. They're listening to every word you say.
Is that so? Well, ask them to come up and see me, June. Maybe I can help them out.
All right, Barry. I'll tell them.
And remember, June, I'm all right. I can get around. I can do things. I'm as good as new.
I understand, Barry. Goodbye. That was Barry Kester. He thinks he might be able to help you find Arthur.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Come on, Inspector. Let's go have a talk with Barry Kester. This must be the room here, Inspector. Let's go in.
Yes.
Oh, hello there. Are you the policeman?
That's right, Mr. Kester. How's the spider bite?
Oh, I'll live, I guess. Still a little weak.
Mm.
Those things can be dangerous, though.
I'll say they can. I didn't know there were any black widow spiders around this section of the country.
Yeah, indeed, there are, Inspector. Black widows aren't as common here as in some of the western states, but they're just as deadly. Eh, Kester?
Deadly? I never heard of a man dying from one.
Oh, there have been cases. You were smart to call the doctor the first thing. What did he use for an antidote?
Oh, the usual stuff, I suppose.
And what's the usual stuff?
A serum made from the blood of the victim.
I see. You were fortunate that the doctor had some on hand. I suppose that bandage around your arm covers the wound.
Say, I'd like to see what one of those bites looks like.
Sorry, old man. Removing the bandage would be strictly against the doctor's orders.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
June told us that you might be able to throw some light on the whereabouts of Arthur Gideon.
No, I wouldn't worry about him. Arthur's always disappearing for short periods of time.
I suppose, like most riders, he likes to spend considerable time alone.
Yeah, creates an effect. Arthur was always one to create an effect,
Arthur.
Now, wait a minute. This doesn't add up. The guy invites a lot of people up here for a weekend, then goes off by himself because he doesn't want to be around the people he invited up here.
But Mr. Kester just explained that, Inspector. The more people he has around, the better the effect he can create.
That's all right, but...
I wouldn't worry about it, Inspector.
No?
Arthur will turn up in a day or so and get a big laugh out of our concern.
Yeah, but...
Mr. Kester's right, Inspector.
Huh?
We don't want to make fools of ourselves, do we? Come along. I hope you have no ill effects from that spider bite, Mr. Kester.
Bob, I'm beginning to get another one of my headaches from watching you work.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Inspector.
Now, look, that guy Kester didn't fool you, did he?
Not for a minute, Inspector.
Good, that makes me feel better.
On the other hand, I'm sure we didn't fool him.
Huh? Were we trying to fool him?
But definitely. That must be the stable over there.
The stable?
That's right.
What do we want the stable for? No. Don't tell me. I know. We're looking for something.
Yes, that's right, Inspector.
Yes. So, now I'm supposed to ask you what we're looking for. Nothing doing. You won't tell me anyhow.
Well, of course I'll tell you, Inspector. We're looking for Arthur Gideon's body.
Body?
Naturally. We can't prove there's been a murder unless we have a body. Corpus delicti, you know, Inspector?
Yeah, corpus delicti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just one thing wrong with that theory, Bud.
Oh, what?
Bodies are usually dead. Now, if this Arthur Gideon is only sitting off in some corner thinking about his...
Arthur Gideon, Inspector, was murdered. His corpse has been hidden somewhere around these premises. If we don't find it before nightfall, the murderer is going to sneak the body out and dispose of it.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Now, I wonder why I didn't figure it all out.
Why? Because you're not a figuring man, Inspector. You're a man of action. Here's the stable. Let's go in and have a look. You take a look in the horse stalls, Inspector. I'll browse around the feet, then.
Well, what if there are horses in the stalls?
Don't ask questions. Just... Uh-oh.
Now what?
Here comes Miss Gideon, and she looks excited.
Maybe Artie has returned.
No, I doubt that.
Oh, Mr. Drake, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Something wrong, Miss Gideon?
Oh, you've got to help me find Arthur, Mr. Drake. Our guests are asking questions. I'm rapidly getting into a stew.
Is that a fact? It's a tough thing to get into, lady.
Inspector. Huh? Is anything else wrong, Miss Gideon?
Oh, everything's wrong. June acts strangely. Barry Kester's been bitten by a spider. The servants won't bring in wood for the fire. Everybody's cold. It looks like rain. Arthur can't be found.
Now what? Now what, Inspector? Now I know what happened to Arthur Gideon, and I know where to find him. Come along. Find you still here in the room where Arthur Gideon was murdered.
Murdered? What do you mean?
Don't ask him, lady. He might tell you. That might prove embarrassing for
certain people.
You know he was murdered, June. You saw it happen.
That's not true. I didn't see it happen. I didn't.
But you know who murdered him.
Oh, I don't know anything. Won't you please stop hounding me?
Concealing guilty knowledge is as bad as committing the crime itself, June.
I can't tell you. I can't. I'm afraid.
Afraid? Of what?
June,
come in, Chester.
Hey, for a guy who just got out of bed, you're acting kind of spry, aren't you, son?
I'm sorry. I thought June was alone. Just a minute, Chester.
Well?
Close the door, Inspector.
Close it. Okay. It's closed. Now what?
Chester, you must be a pretty tough guy.
What do you mean by that, Crack?
Why, the way you frightened June into not talking. The way you manhandled Arthur Gideon before murdering him.
Before murder? Are you crazy?
I wonder just how tough you are, Chester.
Why, you... Keep your hands off me, Blake.
Come, Chester. You're not going to just stand there and take it, are you?
No. Quit it. I'm no match for you. That spider bite left me as weak as a kitten.
That's right, Bart. Better take it easy. The guy can hardly stand up.
I disagree, Inspector. Chester's just as strong as he ever was. He just doesn't dare fight back because he knows that by doing so, he'd give away the fact that he wasn't bitten by a Black Widow spider at all.
I was. I can prove it.
And I can prove that you're lying, Chester. This way.
You keep away from me.
On the contrary, I'm going to follow you right around the room. Lock the door, Inspector.
He won't get out.
How about it, Chester? How long can you keep your temper,
Mr. Drake, he's dangerous.
We'll soon find out, June. Come on, stop talking and do something, man.
Quit it!
You what, Chester?
Come on, at least put up your dukes, man.
I'll do more than put up my dukes, you dirty copper. I'll make you wish you'd never...
Your face is bleeding, Bart. Be careful.
Bart, she says he doesn't like blood, lady. Watch.
Fine. Now we know. Don't we, Chester? You got to do better than that.
I'll do better. I'll do better.
You don't. This will do
better. Nice going, Bart. He's out like a light.
Yes, I guess that takes care of Mr. Chester. You better put some handcuffs on, Inspector.
With a right cross like that, he writes books.
Your poor cheek. Let me wipe off the blood. Oh, you were magnificent, Barton.
You flatter me, Miss... June?
No.
Oh, I'll answer it. What in the world is going on in here? Who's that on the floor?
It's Barry. Mr. Drake just knocked him out.
It was wonderful. Mr. Drake, what is the meaning of this?
I'll explain as briefly as I can, Miss Gideon. And then I think you'd better summon the coroner.
The coroner? Why?
Because the body of your brother is stuffed up the chimney in that fireplace. And it's held in place by the damper.
What?
Barry Chester murdered him when he learned certain things your brother was writing in his book of memoirs.
I can't believe it. It's true. I came in and saw Arthur's body on the floor. Barry tried to kill me, too, because he thought I'd tell. I begged him not to. We heard someone coming, and he told me if I said a word. It was awful.
Upon myself.
Well, when Barry forced June to wipe up the blood in the carpet while he stuffed the body in the chimney, he had to work fast. He had to think quick. If he could keep anyone from discovering the body until tonight, he had a chance to dispose of it. That's why he thought of the Black Widow.
The Black Widow? Whatever did that happen?
The Black Widows are sometimes deadly poisonous, Miss Gideon. Everyone knows that. So Chester merely announced he'd been bitten by a Black Widow spider while picking up some wood from the fireplace.
Say, that's the reason none of the servants had lugged in any wood. They were afraid of being bitten by a spider.
Exactly, Inspector. You see, Chester couldn't afford to have anyone start a fire in that fireplace.
Well, I'm a Black Widow's spouse. But that was a nice piece of work. Knocking out Chester, I mean.
Yes, it was fortunate, wasn't it, Inspector, that for once, something besides mystery is my hobby.